And we are back with another edition of the Brother and Sister Rewatch Podcast. I am Kevin, here alongside my sister, Mary. How you doing?
What's up, everybody?
And this week we are covering more of Season 8 of The Office with Episodes 19 and 20, Get the Girl, and Welcome Party. However, before we start this week's episodes, Bear, why don't you let everybody know what we talked about last week?
Absolutely. So, guys, first and foremost, Happy New Year! Happy Monday. Let's start off this year pretty good, yeah. Let's hope.
Better than the last.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
So, guys, last week we talked about episode 17, Test the Store, where basically we finally got the opening of the Saber store.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of bullshit happened. We totally disregarded Jim and Kathy, trying to seduce Jim.
Oh, yeah,
Jim.
That whole thing went, yeah.
That's gone. Ryan ditches on a presentation and makes Jim do it. And Aaron finds an old lady that she's going to hang out with.
And Packer gets fired.
Oh, yeah, No, that's not until Last Day in Florida.
Oh, okay.
Which is the next episode, episode 18, Last Day in Florida. So basically, Jim finds out that Robert California is going to kill the Saber store and that Dwight's going to end up getting fired because he's named VP of the Saber retail.
Yeah.
So then we have which I thought was actually a really good, physical fight
between
Dwight and Jim. I thought it was really funny. That's pretty much it. So Packer ends up taking Dwight's place because he's fighting with Jim. And Packer gets fired.
Oh, also.
Oh, yeah, the cookies.
Yes.
The Girl Scout cookies. Yes. So Toby and Daryl are both vying for Kevin's cookie order because he was going to order 100 boxes of Girl Scout cookies this year because he was feeling particularly hungry this year. And he made them do, random shit for him. They made him sing,
Hello,
Michigan,
my honey. Hello, my baby. Hello, my ragtime gal.
Michigan J. Frog.
Yes.
He wanted to ride one of them like a pony to the kitchen, and that's where they drew the line, and they refused to sell to him. So, like a crackhead that he is, Kevin kissed Meredith and did everything he could to get those cookies.
Good stuff.
Yep. And that's catching you up on that, and now Kevin's going to take it away with Season 8, Episode 19, Get the Girl.
And the cold open opens up with Pam getting a call and getting very exciting and telling everybody about the balloon.
Mm-hmm.
So they go down to the warehouse, and a happy birthday balloon is falling slowly from the ceiling.
Ever so gracefully.
And everybody, it's a big deal. It's been stuck up there for as long as they can remember, and as it's falling, they're all in a circle watching it, and they're like, Oscar's...
Yeah, like
when that went up there, I was still with Gil.
We were happy.
Kevin says he had longer hair and he had bangs.
Like Rapunzel.
Yeah.
Just remembered pushing those silky bangs out of his face.
Meredith's kid did not have a face tattoo. Daryl was thinking about going back to school. It was like all this sad shit.
Yeah.
And they're like, thanks, Pam, for bringing it all up. And then we see the balloon is on the ground and Daryl is driving the forklift to smash the balloon and pop it. And they're all like, yeah!
Kill the balloon. But it really does show how things that look so stupid can really,
affect you.
Affect people in the long run.
You get perspective.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of the Bartman ball. Are you familiar with the name Steve Bartman?
Mm-mm.
All right. So in 2003, the Cubs, who had yet to win a World Series since 1908 at that time.
Oh, yeah.
He was the fan, the foul ball, and the guy tried to catch it, and he was the fan who got in the way. And there were, death threats against him and that because the Cubs ended
Oh, because the kid or something.
No, he wasn't a kid. No, you're thinking of the Yankees in 96.
Oh, he reached over the fence and
he was, wearing a sweater and headphones and shit like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Cubs fans, turned on him because they blew the series. They had a 3-1 lead in the series and blew it. And it so happens that somebody had that ball. Somebody bought it for, $100,000 and they... In public, they had they blew it up.
Oh my god!
And everybody's like, "Yeah, the curse is dead," and shit. Because Chicago fans are dumbasses.
Yeah,
and they're idiots and they're jackasses.
Well, didn't they make it to?
They won a
World Series
a few years ago,
and it was Back to the Future time frame or some shit like that.
I don't know about the Back to the Future shit, but it never should have happened. Because again, they were down 3-1. The Cleveland Indians. Fuck them. They blew it. I want to see Chicago unhappy at all times. The only good thing to ever come out of Chicago are John Hughes movies, Home Alone Christmas Vacation. That's it.
Sorry to anybody.
And Jay Cutler. I love you, Jay Cutler.
You are a shining gem.
Yes, cut six. But other than that, fuck Chicago.
I'm not a fan of the deep dish pizza.
It's a casserole.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. Our brother fought with us on this one. Like,
who? Really?
Yeah. Not Oz.
Well, he likes it.
Well, this was also the conversation when they were like, okay, guys, so as a family, we discuss food a lot.
Like, it all comes back to
that's
food.
That's an understatement.
No matter what, it's just like, how are you going to eat it? How are you going to prepare it? So, what does it taste like?
So we had a debate on whether or not open-faced turkey sandwiches should be under the sandwich section of a menu.
It is a sandwich.
And we said yes. And then they tried to say, well, what's a deep dish pizza? And I go, that's a casserole. That's not a pizza. No. You can't hold it in your hand.
It's kind of like a bowl almost. Like, yeah. You know how like, people just throw shit in bowls.
But our other brother said that it is, in fact, a pizza just because...
Because it has a crust.
Because he was mad that we said an open-faced turkey sandwich was a sandwich.
Well, he takes his food very seriously.
He does.
If you know him, he takes it very seriously. He's not even in the food industry, but he takes food very seriously. So, the show proper opens, and Jim and Pam arrive, and they have an extra, like, McGriddle or something. And as Jim holds it up, Nelly from Florida shows up and takes it out of his hand and starts talking all British and shit and being annoying and just horrible.
Read my first note on this episode.
Fuck Nelly in big bold letters you have written there, and I could not agree more.
In all caps.
And she like shits on that.
Like, is this a King James pie?
She shits on the Harry Houdini Museum, which is part of Scranton.
Yeah, that's our history, man.
Harry Houdini.
He's not from here.
He has nothing to do.
But we have a museum here.
Yeah, he has nothing to do with Scranton, but we have the Harry Houdini Museum, and she's here to work. So Toby goes, oh, Robert told me you'd be here. I'm Tony. And Pam's like, Tony? And he's like, I misspoke. I hope no one would see it.
Got those big fucking glasses on again.
And she's just like, you messed up your name? Because I think Toby has a thing for redheads.
You think?
Yeah. So she takes Andy's office, basically, is what it comes down to. Because that's an open seat and she's going to take it. Erin is in Florida. She is a living maid for that older lady and her grandson.
Irene.
And why is she standing in front of a green screen?
Dude, I have no idea.
Filmed her in front of the house.
It's waving to the paperboy, and then her fucking talking head is in front of... Now this
It was worse than the one with Michael.
Yes, this green screen. And if you remember, when we talked about the one with Michael, I said, there is one that's worse.
This is like, yeah, it's like public
this
access.
This is like spoken about in the office, like,
in the
groups.
The groups?
People say, like,
why?
This is the worst they've ever... And this is when the show had the most fucking money.
I was going to say, it's like it's eighth season. It's got funding. It's got ads. Like,
and it's the worst green screen. Poor Ellie Kemper. I like her in other things, but Jesus, this is not her thing. This is not a good character.
It just reminded me of like the old Saturday morning wrestling shows when like, I'm Vince McMahon and Jerry Lawler, and they're obviously in front of a green screen.
Yeah.
Like, there's not fans out at 10 a.m. on a Saturday morning. Like, it looked bad.
Yeah.
It looked like 90s level, honestly.
It takes you out of the episode.
It does.
Because it's so bad.
Yeah. Gross. Anyway. So she's there. Whatever. Robert goes into Nellie's office, and she just pretty much tells him she's the manager.
Yeah.
Robert goes out, he calls Andy, who is shaving in the ocean, we see, because he drove 200 miles down to the ocean past Tallahassee. He said Tallahassee is 200 miles inland.
Yeah.
Is that true? Because it's on the panhandle. It feels like everything on the panhandle is like 50 miles from the ocean. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
I'll look it up while you go over.
But anyway, he tells Robert he's sick or whatever, and Robert pretty much doesn't want to do anything. He's like, it'll settle itself, and he just lets it go. Irene and her grandson find a box outside, and it's got, like, hearts on it and shit, and they call Erin, and Erin comes out, and Andy pops out of it like a jack-in-the-box, or more like a jackass in a box.
Yep.
He tells her, like, why he's there, but she doesn't want to go back. He's there to bring her back to Scranton. Go ahead, you got it? What?
False. Tallahassee is 25 miles inland.
Okay, that's what I thought. Like, just when he said that, I don't know if he meant...
It seemed extreme.
200 miles up the coast, maybe?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It seemed extreme when he said 200 miles.
Yeah, I was going to say, in Florida, everything's like 20 minutes from the coast. But anyway...
it's not that
well, maybe
wide
not 20
of a
minutes,
state.
Because I remember there was a guy I knew who wanted to... He was going to Disney, and he's like, I'm going to propose. I'm like, oh, that's really cool. Like, how are you going to do it? He's like, well, one night we're going to go out to the beach. I was like, you're in Orlando.
That's like that's central.
Not, yeah, I'm like, that's not on the...
That's central Florida.
I felt bad for him because I put a total... I totally popped his balloon there.
Well, yeah, but it would have popped his day if he spent money on a Disney ticket and then spent 2 hours driving.
I was gonna say they would just drive to the ocean. Like, goddamn, I'm fucking putting this ring up.
Just do it in front of Cinderella's castle, like every other in Disney.
Just drive to Tampa, do it on the West Coast. The sun will probably be out later.
Maybe so. Hulk Hogan will be there.
Yo, dude, welcome to my beach shop, brother. That's the greatest thing ever. So anyway, Irene and her grandson find the box. She's not going back. Andy's disappointed. Whatever. Now in the conference room, Nellie is holding a what is going on meeting.
Oh, wait, but did you see how the grandson reacted, though, when the box opened?
No.
He was like...
Oh, did he get self-defense?
He did, like, a kung fu pose.
I did not notice. This guy is, like, low-key in this episode. He's only in, like, two scenes.
He's only in, like, two or three scenes, but honestly, as pathetic as this is going to sound, he's the best part of the fucking episode.
We're going to have a lot to say at the end of this one. Yeah. So, there's this conference room meeting, whatever, and she refers to Kevin as Chumbo.
Yeah.
She says she's the new manager. They ask California, who's sitting in on the meeting.
Yeah.
And all he says is, it's interesting. She's going to do performance reviews just based on first impressions.
To get to know them.
Yeah. So back in Florida, Irene asks about Jessica to Andy. And we find out Andy hasn't broken up with her. He just came down to get Aaron as soon as he heard she was here. Jim and Pam can't get a hold of Andy. But then we see Andy exercising with Irene on a bed doing like leg lifts. But Aaron's in there, and the grandson is watching TV on the bed with them. It's very strange. So the phone rings, and the guy answers it, the grandson, as proctology.
Proctology.
And it's Jim, and Jim finds out he's in Florida, but tells him that Nellie's there to take his job, and Andy's not coming until he gets Aaron to come with him.
Yep.
And that's when Jim's just trying to get everybody together, like, don't do the performance reviews. Like, yep. Why would you trust this woman? She doesn't know who you are. Like, don't give her power. She's not really the manager. And she comes out and basically tells Phyllis to come in. She says she's not comfortable. And then she asks Dwight to stand up, who says that she should be in prison forever or something. And she gives Dwight a 6% raise. And Jim Root says under his breath, the raise isn't real. To which Dwight responds, money isn't real since we got off the gold standard. And that's not false.
Yeah.
It's paper that you put faith in, essentially, at this point.
Yeah.
So... I hope that makes everybody sad.
Yep. Just like this episode did.
Yeah, I know. This episode's horrible. Phyllis then goes in, and Jim and Pam are just miffed about it. Whatever. Jim goes to Robert, tells him that Nellie's giving out raises, and he doesn't seem bothered by it. He says that Andy didn't come in. She took charge. And, like, it's Darwinism. Charles Darwin picks the leaders. Like, survival of the fittest. This is awful. Like, this whole episode's awful.
Not even Robert California is saving this.
Well, because he does nothing in this episode. There's no funniness in it. Like, so then Nellie gives Kelly a raise. Jim is still trying to get everyone on his side. Blah, blah, blah. Dwight claims Daryl's office. You know, Nellie's rules. He's just going to go in and take it. So Daryl forcibly removes him. But then he finds Creed at his desk. He says, you touch me, I sue you. Which is probably the only funny moment. Aside from the balloon, this is the only funny moment.
Yeah, just touch me and I'll sue.
Aaron goes out to Andy. And she says that she's sick and tired of his rejection. And they're not meant to be. And Andy says, I'm sorry, we never loved each other at the same time. And they have a sad hug and he walks away.
No.
That's it. Well, as she walks back in the house, we also see the grandson shirtless on the roof smoking a butt.
Yeah, no, we do. Which is fun. Aaron says... You don't know what it's like to watch you date somebody else and be in love with you. I'm sorry. Did Aaron just completely fucking forget that she boned Gabe? And like
is a good phrase of what's coming up.
And told Andy, like, I'm with Gabe. Or I just need to be by myself for a little while.
Yeah.
Fucked Gabe for like 6 months. When Andy said that he wanted her, she's like, but I'm with Gabe.
Well, then she says, like, you broke my heart more and more recently.
Fuck that. Like,
it's horrible. This whole episode is horrible writing.
Fuck this whole thing.
I just want to get through this one so bad. So Nellie is with Pam. And Nellie like goes through this whole thing like, you're the mother of two children and a working mom.
You're breastfeeding. You're up every night. You need a nap.
Yeah. And she basically gives Pam a blanket and a pillow and tells her to take a nap on the floor.
And when you wake up, you'll make more money.
And Pam says, I think you're a witch. And Nellie goes, I think you're amazing. and shuts off the light, and Pam takes a nap.
She's not really Australian there.
She's like, oh, amazing!
I think
you're amazing. Toy made kangaroo dong. Yeah. Anyway.
I think you're amazing.
She's fucking horrible. Irene tells Aaron to go with Andy. He's a good guy willing to lose his job for her.
In this economy.
Yeah, with Europe on the brink. And then they're going to be okay for money because her husband, or her grandson is suing Home Depot because he got his foreskin stuck in lawn furniture. Which is just gruesome. Nellie calls in Jim. He won't go in. She goes through this whole thing about being Tinkerbell and granting wishes or some shit. And everybody starts clapping for her. And California just walks out and starts clapping for her.
Tinkerbell dies if not everybody believes in her.
Yeah. And then Andy is leaving. He's driving away.
I do love Meredith's like, come on, Jim. I already spent the money. And he's like, ow.
Andy is leaving. Aaron runs out. She says, I love you, and she stops the wrong Prius, but then she gets to his, and they kiss, passionately, and they leave together. Nellie is going through the office at the end of the day, alone. She's, like, taking shit off people's desks and cleaning up, and she says, oh, it's the American dream. Anything can happen to anyone. It's completely random. And that's the end of this episode.
Thank God. Fuck this episode.
This episode is trash. I wanted to get through it as fast as possible because there's no redeeming qualities. I'm going to tell you my score right now. I gave it half of 1 star.
Oh my God.
Because this was absolute garbage. Oh, and that half star is a combination of cold open and grandson who had one line in the show.
Proctology.
So, this was just dreadful. There is nothing. First of all, even within the confines of this absurdist show, there is nothing in here that makes sense.
You did miss one Robert California line that was
the
good.
Sex stuff.
Do you want the sexual metaphor or the nature metaphor?
Yeah, and then the nature metaphor is just about animals having sex. Yeah. Yeah. But even that was just like meandering and like wasn't like it was just.
Yeah,
whatever.
They're really. I mean, I gave it a 2.1 for like.
Oh, God!
It's kind of like an E for effort.
No,
type
this
of
is
thing.
Half of a star. This isn't even 1 star.
I said,
this is garbage.
My absolute least favorite episode of at least the last 4 seasons. Because right, I know I gave one a
let's,
one.
Let's talk about this.
I'm not finished.
Oh, you got more?
This is an absolute abortion of comedy and just straight. Boo!
That's all you can say. It's awful.
That's literally my notes. Okay. That's what I've written in my notes.
So, question. Answer. As someone who is a fan of the show and seen this series many mm-hmm. times, you knew this was coming.
Mm-hmm.
So...
I was not excited
for this
week. Was
it worse
week.
Than before? Is this one you've always hated and put at the bottom?
It's one that, like... I kind of put on and I'll have it on in the background where mm-hmm. I really am not paying attention to it. Having to sit and, like, critique and write notes about it was... I mean, it took me, like, 2 hours to get through it because I would, like, pause it and then, like, go into something.
Because you're just not into it, yeah.
Yeah. Aaron and Andy, it's fucking done. Like, I'm fucking over.
I know. And the sad part is that's the best part of this episode.
Over it.
It's... How do I put that? Okay. So I put this episode on, not knowing what's happening. I see Get
I'm
the Girl.
So sorry.
And I know at the end of the last episode, Andy's like, I'm going to Florida. So I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
As soon as Jim held up the McGriddle or whatever, and she took it out of his hand and showed up, by the time she got to the Harry Houdini monologue,
yeah.
Do you know what went through my mind?
Fuck.
This is the shark jump.
Yeah.
This is the jump the shark moment for this show, where this woman comes in and she's just... She sucks the life out of it. And you know what? I feel like she's going to be somebody in 5 years. Mark my words. In 5 years, Office fans are going to need something new to talk about. And they're going to be like, well, Nellie wasn't that bad. It's like every, you know, it's like 10 years after every president when they're out of office. And everybody's like, oh, George W. Bush was okay. Like,
he's friends with Michelle Obama.
Yeah,
now.
It's like, what the fuck? Like, yeah. No. Like, they're fucking awful. Just like,
no,
say it.
Nellie is probably one of the most hated characters. Like, there's some people who stand Nellie. They do. They
must be British.
Enjoy it.
They must be British, not go to the dentist, have jug ears, and eat stomachs. Fuck them.
My God.
Because this is trash. This is garbage.
She's probably one of the worst characters. And it's just the way that she delivers the lines. Like, her delivery is awful. Her lines. It's like Michael when they forced him to do these, like, completely awkward lines. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it wasn't funny with Michael. It's not funny with a British accent.
I know, like, the British have their own brand of humor, and I get it.
It doesn't translate sometimes.
Well, it doesn't translate on this show.
This
it doesn't work here. Like,
but which is funny, because The Office was originally a UK
show. Yeah, you know, maybe she'd fit better on the UK show.
Maybe.
Probably.
I don't know if they jumped the shark
like,
that hard.
I like British comedy. I get it. Yeah. I watch Blackadder. Like, I watch Monty Python. Like, I get it. It's different. But, like, this trash.
It's just not good.
No,
guys, and I mean, feel free if there's somebody out there who stands Nelly.
Come on, tell us about it.
Please let us know because
I want to start 2021 with an ass ripping of whoever's going to defend Nelly and tell you you're a fucking idiot. Because this. I mean, this is only her first episode here, because I'm assuming she stays. This I mean, she's in the painful. Next four that I watched, so yeah. I'm not a fan.
It was a rough week this week, guys. Yeah. It really, really was.
As soon as she showed up, though, I just go, this is the moment, because season 8 was okay. It was moving along. Yeah. I feel like that Florida trip was like the last gasp of what The Office was, because especially after watching these next few. And Robert California was so awesome as a character, and then this week, it was just like they...
Once they introduced Nelly, it's like they took the wind out of his sails to try to blow up her balloon, but it had a hole in it.
Yeah, all of a sudden he became this agent of chaos, where he's like, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, nah, I'm done, fuck.
They took the wind from his sails, tried to put it into her hot air balloon, and there was a fucking hole in it. It just
didn't
work.
Big hole. Yeah, it's garbage.
It just didn't work.
All right, I'm done talking about this.
Yeah. Guys, so you can find us on Twitter. If you do disagree with us about Nelly, find us on Twitter at BroSisPodcast, or via email if you have a lot to say. Via email at brothersisterrewatch@gmail.com. Kev, where can they find the cast other than where they're listening to it?
You can find the cast on any podcatcher app that you listen to.
I'm so pissed off.
So you can find us on Anchor, Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts, you can find us. You can find us each and every Monday on the Jenny Position podcast feed, where you can find us as well as other great shows such as Geek and Sassy, Talkin' Pop, Freak Out Drivin', and more. I suggest you go and subscribe today to the Jenny Position podcast feed. You'll thank us later.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that brings us up to episode, was it 20?
Yep, episode 20. Welcome party. Let's get this over with, guys. Sorry, it's going to be a short episode this week.
Is it really?
So our cold open, there's basically Stanley got a tonsillectomy and they have a card. Phyllis made a mustache joke. And now there's a debate whether or not Stanley has a mustache. So everybody's trying to picture this man who's worked there for like 25 years. And Pam, like, the fastest drawing ever of Pam.
She drew Carl Winslow.
She drew
I swear to God, the one is Reginald Bell Johnson. Oh my God, I shit you not.
Stop it. She drew two Carl Winslows, one's with a mustache and one without. And Stanley comes in. He does have a mustache.
My favorite is Gabe. Right? Gabe in this scene, because he's like, oh my God, the elevator's here. What if that's Stanley? And he walks in with his hands over Stanley's. Stanley does nothing. He just keeps walking. And Gabe's like,
he unveils it.
He's so happy. He's hilarious.
So now Robert California arrives, and he seems a bit perturbed that Aaron's in Florida. There's nobody here. Pam's not working. She's listening to Drake featuring Swizz Beatz. And he tells everybody that they should be warm when they get to work every morning.
Yeah.
Then Nelly arrives. She's late. She explains that she hits snooze 7 times and it's 9 minutes apiece, so she must have an iPhone. Robert California is heavily suggestive of lack of willpower on Nelly's part.
Yeah.
And Nelly's like, oh no, it's just no willpower, ho 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 ho. And then he's like, no, you're stressing about something else. And she admits that a bunch of her shit finally got shipped from Florida in the UK, and she's trying to move in.
Yep.
So, then she has this monologue, guys, which is so reminiscent of Michael Scott.
Yeah.
Of everything Michael Scott would say. And she's like, oh, I'm moving into this new apartment. And no offense, but are there a lot of Irish around? And they're like, yes. And she goes, ugh, I hate that. No offense. And then Oscar goes, now guys, it is a very heavily populated Irish area.
Oh, Scranton area. It's a lot of like, well, there's like all kinds of ethnic things
Polish,
going on.
Polish, Russian, Irish. But like we have the third biggest St. Patrick's Day parade.
Oh, the St. Patrick's Day parade is a big deal. Yeah.
There
is
a big Irish. We've touched on that before.
There's a big Irish contingent.
Yeah. But, so then Oscar's like, it's very offensive what you're saying now. And Nelly goes, ay, caramba. And then, she goes, the natives are getting restless. Stanley goes, who's native? And then she says, keep it on the basketball court. And everybody's like, whoa, what the fuck?
It was a very Michael Scottish.
Yeah. I'm like, did they reuse Michael Scott lines here? And, she tries to, like, backpedal out of it. So then,
do you get the sense that, like, California's fucking her?
I think he wants to, and she's, like, heavily
Because I know there's...
What's the word I'm looking for? She's, like, encouraging it, yeah. but she doesn't actually want to.
Because the thing is, like, I remember in the Florida the last mm-hmm. day, like...
He was trying to help her putt.
And she was like,
Yeah. know? I think that she's using that to her advantage and is encouraging it, but doing everything in her power to get out of it.
Another thing is in the last episode when...
Oh, yeah. Jim goes Robert says, Nelly... never mind. That's this episode.
No, not that. It was about, okay. So when Jim went in to talk to California, mm-hmm. he goes, well, she's the best friend of Joe Bennett, my boss. I thought he took her job. Wasn't that a whole thing?
He's the CEO, but she's still, like, the founder and president.
Okay. It sounded like she sold the company to him.
No, she just gave him her job.
Gotcha. Okay.
She's still, like, the head.
Gotcha. Okay.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. So then Robert says, oh, Jim and Dwight, you should help her to move in. And then the rest of you should throw a welcome party for Nelly.
Yeah.
So then Jim and Pam have, like, two separate talking heads where they're both like, what the fuck?
They're put out, yeah.
Yeah, they're, like, really pissed. Jim's like, let's use business hours to move somebody's personal items. And then Pam's like, let's welcome somebody nobody wants here. Like,
They're really bitchy.
And yeah. I'm surprised because usually Jim, like, he's like a duck. He lets everything roll off his back. He's only been frazzled one other time. And you know how he hates to use the word frazzled.
Yeah.
So now, Andy and Aaron... traveling back to Scranton. They have matching Savannah t-shirts, so they obviously stopped in Georgia. They're stopping, and they explain that they're stopping in southern Pennsylvania to Jessica's cabin, parents' cabin, and he's going to break up with her there.
Yep.
And apparently Aaron has a rule after their intersection makeout, no kisses until he breaks up with Jessica.
It's the right thing to do.
Yeah. Never mind. Because going after somebody's man... for the last year, probably was right to do, right, Aaron? So then we see Oscar, Pam, Angela, and Phyllis in the break room, and they're all discussing this party. And Phyllis suggests to purposely throw a bad party just because they're being forced into it.
Yep.
And that it's going to be in the break room, they're going to order carrot cake.
I love them.
And then Andy and Aaron, they're practicing the breakup speech. Whatever. Dwight and Jim are now at Nellie's apartment and
moving boxes or hauling cubes.
Hauling cubes. But let's see. Nellie's freaking out at the so Dwight's like, oh, just wait until you see the great Schrutini work his magic, and she's like, No, magicians. Fuck magicians.
Yeah, pretty
they're
much.
Disgusting and toxic. And that's when Pam
like
calls
like cats
Jim,
or something. Yeah, right?
And that's when Pam calls Jim to tell him the plan of throwing a really bad party, and he's like, oh, me and Dwight are just hauling cube!
Rock and roll!
And that's when he's like, oh, you're gonna throw a bad party? Hire a magician.
Yeah.
Just do it. So now we're at Jess's parents' cabin in Southern Pennsylvania.
Whoa! SoCal!
And we learn that basically it's not just Jessica there. All of her friends are there for a friend's bachelorette party, and they've all been day drinking.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a nasty, nasty mix there.
A lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. So now Dwight is basically, he picks up the king's sheet set, and he goes, I wonder if in the UK king-size sheets are called presidential sheets. Then he muses about how he should have a Twitter account. And it just reminded me of, like, before you had Twitter. Like, that would be something Kevin would say.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
So then they find a box that says, Nelly, do not open, stupid. Love, Nelly. So Dwight thinks, he goes, I gotta see these shoes. Thinking that they're shoes, but they're actually photos of her with a man. They're traveling, they're kissing, and then there's one with his face scratched out.
Yep.
Nelly finds them, and they're like, oh, sorry,
she's not even mad. They're going through her personal effects.
She's just like, oh, you found Benjamin. That's what I call my box of Henry. So, basically, we find out that that's her ex-boyfriend. They owned a flat together, and that one day he ran off with a waitress from their favorite restaurant, and that they were together for 10 years.
Yep.
So, basically, she couldn't afford their flat by herself, so she had to sell it at a loss and start over with nothing and no one. Okay, this is where they try to humanize Nelly.
Yeah, they're trying.
After making everybody fucking hate her guts.
After making her loathsome. I mean, I know that that's the whole point, is you're supposed to have one
redeeming quality.
Well, no, but you're supposed to have one idea of who they are, and that's how you humanize them, by saying, oh, they're not really that way.
They took it way too far with demonizing her then.
Not even demonizing, but just making her annoying.
Obnoxious and horrible.
Yeah, pretty much.
Horrible. So, yeah, I mean, like, Jim's like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. And basically she asked that they keep it to themselves, and then we find out that he was a magician.
Yeah, yeah. That's why she hates him.
Yeah. So now Jim tries to stop Pam, and he's just like, listen, just cancel magician. Just stop, like, don't throw a bad party. Mm-hmm. Be nice. But the thing is that nobody else has seen the human side of her, so they're all like, fuck you, we're gonna have the fluorescent lights flicker till everybody gets sick. Like, you're either in or out, Pam. Which is it? So now we're at the bachelorette party, and the bride is popping balloons with the names of her ex-boyfriends on them.
Yep.
And bitching about what they all did wrong to her, because obviously she's a perfect human.
While Andy eats gummy penises.
Yeah, and tries to get Aaron to eat the gummy penises. So now the one, I think his name was Matthew, she's like, oh, he was basically with his ex-girlfriend the entire time we were together. And that's the one Andy tries to stick up for, because he wants to fuck Aaron. And so then he went over, and all of her friends, like, love him. They're like, sing our dog, like,
well, the one who looked big red, I'll call
her.
Big red. She hugs him and squeezes him, like,
that's what I mean. But, like, he's completely accepted as himself,
yeah,
by this group of people.
Yeah, and he's
throwing
it, like, all away.
He's like, I want the moron without a brain over there. That's what I want.
Yep.
So then we're back at the office, and Pam goes into the break room. Dude, they have a fucking sign that says, welcome, beautiful Nelly. And it looks like Nelly's about midway through a sneeze.
How'd they get that
photo?
It's amazing.
I have no idea. And she's like, guys, could you at least try to be subtle about it? What the fuck? So then Daryl suggests using a code name. Because in the warehouse, when they want to talk about people, they use code names. Like Andy's Jelly Roll, which, not really understanding that one. Mike was Dennis the Menace.
I love that one.
Me too. And Ryan is Douchebag. Perfect. And they're like, dude, that's not even a code name. It's just an insult. And they're like, you're right. We had everybody know who you were talking about. And then Pam agrees, and she's like, oh, what about Mondays? Mondays suck. Everybody hates Mondays. Then Ryan suggests Pam. So now they arrive, and apparently Creed was hired to play only originals. He said, buckle in, everybody. This first one's a half hour long. And so he's, like, excited. He's like, I said, have you ever heard my originals? They are awful. And they said, good. That's
I get it. It's an ironic party, yeah, for Nelly.
So now Andy, he tries to talk to Jessica to break up. And he's just awful at it. He's like, I just have to talk to you. And I hope we can still be friends after I'm done. Like,
yeah.
You just, ugh.
I think he meant to give it away.
Yeah. Because
then when she does, like, say something else, he, like, oh, you're always turning my words around. Like, he's, yeah, trying to make himself still look like the innocent party.
Yeah. So now all of her friends start paying attention. And then Jessica goes, yeah, but you told me that Aaron wasn't, like, relationship material. Or that she wasn't as good as me. And Aaron's just sitting there, like, basically drooling onto the gummy penises. Jesus. And Andy says, he's like, nope, I'm gay. And Jess's friend Kenny goes, I knew it. And he goes, you did not, Kenny. You wanted to go shopping with me because I like hanging out with you.
You're a cool guy. Yeah, I love that. It's hilarious.
So now Jess is like, Andy, we were together. Like, you're not gay. And Andy tries to claim that he was faking it the whole time. And then Jess goes, you know what? It does make sense.
Yeah. It's not so out of the realm of, you know, possibilities.
And then Andy and Aaron leave. So now Robert is toasting to Nelly, and everybody is using the code word Pam to make mean toasts. Like, Angela, Nelly is great, but I imagine how happy I'd be every day if Pam died.
Yeah.
Jim tries to save it. And is using code word Pam, but, like, it's just awful.
It's like, you know, maybe we don't know everything there is to know about,
yeah,
Pam.
Yeah, like,
maybe
I don't know her that well.
Maybe some bad stuff happened in her past that really screwed her up or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then Creed just begins to chant, we hate Pam. We hate Pam.
So bizarre.
And then the magician arrives.
Yeah, this guy is so...
hey, everybody.
So smarmy. I love him. He kind of looks like a B-level Tom Green or something, you know? The beard.
He reminds me, okay, The not the original, but the 90s version of Escape to Witch Mountain.
Okay.
With Eric Von Detten, I think, or I something know, like and, that. And, yeah. The guy that has the horseshoe, it's the curly horseshoe hair.
Wait, the guy who's the organ grinder in Batman Returns.
Yes! Yes! Yeah, that's who he reminds me of.
Vincent Schiavelli. Yes. I think. Yeah, yeah. He used to be Dorf's partner. Remember Dorf?
No.
The guy who used to walk on his knees?
No.
You don't remember Dorf does golf?
No.
Oh, shit. We're going to have to look that up.
All right. So now we go back. Aaron and Andy are in the car. It feels weird. Andy's, like, backpedaling on talking shit about Aaron to Jessica, saying, like, I had to say it. We were in a relationship. And Aaron's just like, oh, I'm tired from seeing that turkey.
Which, I don't know, it's kind of a funny thing to say.
Such an idiot. So now we're back at the party, and Jim decides to volunteer for the magician's tricks instead of Nelly. But he ruins, like, every trick on purpose. Like, he shuffles the cards. He says what card he picks. He drops all the cards on the floor. And, I just love that Robert's like, why is Jim treating the magician poorly?
Yeah, the word choice is amazing.
And Nellie, like, she kind of gives, like, an appreciative nod, like, yeah. Thank you, Jim, I know you're taking it.
Fuck this guy.
Yeah, and the guy was like, oh, I worked at a rope factory, and Jim's like, nope, that doesn't exist. And then he ties a knot, and Pam goes, once he pulls it, it's going to come undone, it's not a real knot.
He freaks, he breaks.
Yeah, he does, come on, who's Phyllis? Yeah, I run a good, clean show.
I love when he calls on Phyllis. What the fuck is this?
So now Dwight kicks him out, and Robert, I love, he goes, I'm so sorry, Nellie. If I knew that Jim and Pam would use this party as an excuse to abuse a magician.
That's just funny.
So then Nellie sticks up for them and's like, no, I don't know if you see what I see. They're great. Da-da-da-da-da. This party is great. And then Kevin goes, this is not great. This is carrot cake. It has vegetables.
I don't like it.
So now, Aaron fell asleep, and apparently Andy drove back to the cabin, breaks it, like, goes in, and is just like, oh, by the way, I'm not gay. I'm in love with Aaron. And, like, they basically get chased out of the fucking place.
Why did you come back? Yeah, like, why are you here?
You've just broken up with the woman. You've been dating for, like, 8 months.
Yeah. And they chase him out and they're throwing, like, cake at him.
And that's when Aaron's like, oh, let's make out now in front of the woman you just broke up with and all of her drunk friends.
Somebody said something funny when he gets in his car. Oh, God, what the hell was it? It was like, I can't believe you're not gay or something like that.
Yeah, he says, I can't believe you're not gay. And they're like, you dress horribly.
Nice car. It's hilarious.
The I can't believe you're not gay was a good one. So now, Pam asks... Okay, so Jim and Pam are leaving for the day, and Hank is sitting at Dwight's coffee corner, and she's like, hey, Hank, remember when I told you to not let the magician up? And he's like, yep, I've got my eye out, and he's like reading a magazine. She's like, really? Because he came and left. And he goes, and Hank, he goes, a magician, you say? It couldn't have been, you don't think he used meth? And they're just like, we just gotta go. Let's just leave. Which was a great closing scene.
It was awesome.
Like, Hank actually saved that.
It was great.
What'd you give this episode, dude?
2.6.
Alright, I gave it a 3.3. I said it was obviously way better than the last
one. Oh, it was much better than the last one. Still, like, there's a low bar to clear. But
Aaron and Andy are a waste of a storyline.
I just don't care.
I literally said they're a waste of a storyline, time, or effort. Nellie's story... Like, her backstory was good, because, like, they did try to humanize her, and the bad party was actually a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But, like, the beautiful Nelly picture.
Yeah, it was...
But it was good because the ensemble helped
everybody
in throwing the bad party.
Like, Oscar wanted to be an asshole, and Angela was a bitch,
Phyllis had her mean streak.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, it was okay, but, like, I don't know.
Not enough.
I just don't... care.
Not like, enough to redeem that last one, though.
No, well, not only the it's not even supposed to redeem it, but, like, this was just okay. Like, there was nothing that, like, made me laugh. Like, the thing that made me laugh the most, maybe, might have been Holland Cube. That's it. Like, this...
I did, like, Robert's word choice of...
If
Jim and Pam were abusing a magician...
The way he, like, spoke softly but used these, like, the way his word choice is, like, key.
And his delivery. It's amazing.
But, like, I just
don't
know. We
got the Robert we love back.
Yeah, finally. But, like, I don't know, man.
It was
like,
rough.
I'm not a fan of Nelly, obviously.
I don't think anybody is.
So, apparently, there's a cadre
there
of people
out there. There's people who stand Nelly.
Whatever. But, like... she's whatever. I'm not even going to throw this one at her. But no. Just like the Aaron Andy thing,
I'm done.
I don't care. It's been 3 fucking years. It started at the
You thought Jim and Pam were hard to watch.
Jim and Pam are okay now. I think they got a little sappy and sentimental at times in the first 4 seasons.
But, I mean, you thought that them, like, date going back and forth for 2 seasons was difficult.
Because it was... Yeah. But it was never this bad because they were, like...
That's what I mean.
Okay, people.
Yeah, like, that's what I mean, though. Like, Andy's, they were normal humans.
Yeah, Andy's just a dope. Aaron's just a dope. Like, I don't care. The whole Florida thing was a waste. Like...
It was basically Stanford. For 4 episodes, yeah. They went somewhere else.
I feel like this wasn't even... I feel like they don't even have a long-term plan anymore. Mm-hmm. I feel like they used to have a plan where they're going to get somebody to A to B. And now I feel like they totally lost...
They're just throwing shit at a dartboard.
Yeah, they're off the tracks. They're like, well, they're going to Florida. Let's leave Aaron there. And then Andy will go and get her. And you know, we really like this Catherine Tate lady. Let's just have her on the show. And like, yeah. It's just shit getting blown up now. And I just don't like it. I just don't like it. I'm sorry.
No,
this is not doing it for me.
I completely agree.
Is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
No, I want to end this week.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry, guys.
It's so short. It's like 20 minutes shorter than the usual.
Like, literally, I think we're spending more time talking about other things than we did. Like, we were able to discuss these episodes in less time than it took to watch them.
I don't even want to talk about these shows. Like,
that's... Obviously, we went off on tangents about food.
This is why... this is what I was worried about. With this show, was that the ending was going to be a fucking meat grinder.
Well, we still have another season.
I know, and this is what I was worried that it was going to get like this. And I'm hoping there's like a rays of sunshine that pop up.
It's just Nellie, man.
It's not even her.
It's Nellie and Andy.
Yeah, Andy and Ellie. Or Ellie. Not, what's her name?
Aaron.
Aaron.
Her real name is Ellie.
Yeah. All right, fuck it. All right, Mary, tell them where they can find us.
You can find us on Twitter, @BrosSisPodcast. If you disagree with us, please let us know. I need to know your fucking reasoning. I need to understand your thought process. Please. So that's, again, Twitter, @BrosSisPodcast, or email at brothersisterrewatch@gmail.com. Kev, where can they find the cast?
You can find us on any podcasting app that you use. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, and more. Please look us up and subscribe today. You can also find us on the Jenny Position podcast feed each and every Monday. If you go on there and subscribe, you'll get other great shows such as Geek and Sassy, Talking Pop, Journey Through Infinity, and more. So subscribe today. That'll do it for this week, everybody. So we'll catch you on down the road.
Thanks, guys.